We're up to Mem Amid Beis, the top. Man tana lahavit tana rabbanon. La'achla v'lo l'melugma, la'achla v'lo l'ziluv, la'achla v'lo lasos mi'enenu afik toizim. K'man k'rab Yossi. Di rabbanon ha'ikonomi mishra k'fusa. We had a machlokas at the end of the last Amud. What things have Kedusha Shvius, and those things that have Kedusha Shvius, what can you use them for? So Rabbi Yossi learned that it has to be a Dover HaShoveh Bakol, something that everybody can have the same enjoyment from. And that excludes things that are only for sick people, or things that are to put nice Reyach in the air, which is only for Mifunokim, people that are dainty, and therefore you can't use it for malugma, which is refuah, and you can't use it for ziluf, which is air deodorizers, and you can't use it for an expectorant. Okay, I think there's another word for that, but an expectorant is just when you want to get your phlegma out. You want to throw up, there's something else. It's called a, I don't remember what it's called, but it's called something. In any case, so... those are the things that Rav Yossi holds not. The Rabbanan hold that it has to be something shebiuro the hanoso shoveh, that the hanoa comes at the time that you're mevayirit. But if the hanoa comes after you're mevayirit, so then the biur basically is hefsid. Then if you learn it from the ochla below the hefsid, that you're being mafsid the thing. And therefore they include also washing clothes with it. Something that's not basically fit for eating, but it's fit for washing clothing, so it doesn't have Kedusha Shvius, because it doesn't have a Hanoa that comes at the time that you're Mavayir, because the Hanoa comes when you wash the clothing, when you wear the clothing, and the beer comes when you wash it. Mashain came, Rabbi Yossi would say that that's something that's Hanoa Shavah Lakol. Everybody needs to wash clothing. So this Braisa that excludes only the things that are not Shova Bakol, Ziluf, Afiktoizin, and Malugma goes according to Rabbi Yossi. Because according to Rabbanan, it should also have excluded Mishra and Kvusa. Rashi, Malugma, Shein Shova Bakol Adam, Shein HaKol Chol, not everybody's sick, not everybody needs medicine. Malugma Zalit, Yain Shemazalfin Babayis L'Reach Tov. You spread wine in the house, gives a good, it's a room deodorizer. Afik toizin lahaki makes you vomit. Behubeno trikon apik tfeizin. What's afik toizin? Is apik take out tfei too much food? Mazon haochel yosemidai motzi umeki. Person eats too much, so he has to throw up. Kaman krebiosi the loma mayit ela hanor sheino shove bakol. This brisa goes like krebiosi, who's only mamayit hanos that are not equal to everyone. The hanachnomi einam elo tzorech choli ve'istanis. These are only for sick people or mefunakim. The hainu tnai de le'el, and that's the machlokas we had before. The rabbanon lo noga shvius, elo bedover shanoso biro shoveh. The rabbanon hold that kedusha shvius only applies to things where the hanoah and the beer come at the same time. The darshin le nami hachi, v'hoi se shabbos ha'oritz noheges bedover shulachem. Dumya de le'ochla. It has to be yours, meaning you can enjoy it like eating. Shanoso biro shava, below be'etzim, and not wood, where the hanoah comes after the beer, because he used the charcoal. Rabbi Yossi dorish hachi, v'hoise shabbos ha'aretz noheges kulo, shanoso shava v'cholodem. Right, when is shabbos ha'aretz? When it's something that's for all of you equally. Afilo etzim lasaka, but it doesn't have to be hanoso biro shava. Okay. Omer Belozer, Ein Shvius Mischalelus El Derech Mekach. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Bein Derech Mekach, Bein Derech Chilul. You want to exchange the Kiddush of Shvius onto something else. So Rabbi Elazar says it only works by selling, buying and selling. You sell the Shvius, and what you buy takes the place of the Shvius. We'll see how that works. But in any case, and now the thing that you bought becomes Kaddish B'Kiddush Shvius. And the thing that, what's it called, that originally had Kedusha Shvius, second thing in on, not the original fruit, is no longer Kaddish. It's the Kedusha transferred. But it only transfers Derech Mekach. And Rabbi Yochanan says you can even transfer it without selling it. You can transfer it by making chilul, like by Meiser Sheni, or Mechalel the Meiser onto money. You don't have to sell it. You transfer the money, or by Kedusha. You take a Kodesh thing, that's Kodesh Kedusha's Beta Kabayis, and you transfer the Kedusha onto something else. It doesn't have to be Dafka, Derech, selling. My time is Rav Elazar. Why does Rav Elazar say that the Kedusha of Shvius only transfers by selling? Tichsi, Bishnas HaYovel HaZos, because it says by Yovel, which Yovel is one of the, has the same halacha as Shemitah, the Samech Lei, the Chisimkru Mimkar. Right after that it says, Simkru Mimkar. So the Smichus comes to tell me that the Kedusha of Shvius only transfers Derech Mekach, Mekach U'Memkar. Derech Mekach below Derech Chilul. Rabbi Yochanan in my time, why does Rabbi Yochanan hold that you could be Mechal it too without selling it? Ki Yovel hi, Kodesh, Ma Kodesh, Bein Derech Mekach, Bein Derech Chilul, Av Shvius, Bein Derech Mekach, Bein Derech Chilul. Compares Kedusha Shvius to Kodesh. Kodesh, something that's Kodesh, Kodesh, B'Kedushas Bedek Habayis, you can, what's it called, be Mechalel, the Kedusha, on something else. You don't have to sell it. You take it and you say, the Kedusha that's here should be Chal on this other thing, and it transfers. Rabbi Yochanan, Hai Ki Simkru Mimkur Mai Ovidle. So what does Rabbi Yochanan do with the Pasuk Rabbi Elazar? That Yovel is Somuch to the Ki Simkru Mimkur. Miboy Lech Rabbi Yossi Berchanina. He needs it to teach me the halacha of Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. The Tanya, Om Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Bo Re'e Kamakosha Avka Shal Shvius. See how difficult the Avak of Shvius, not the main thing of Shvius, but the powder that is the secondary things of Shvius, secondary Yisurim. The main Yisurim, see Rashi learns, is the Avodas Karka. You can't plant, you can't plow, or whatever. And doing Schola with Shvius, doing business with it, that's a secondary. So it's only an essay. The other ones are lavin. So it's only an essay. It's a lighter aspect of Shmias, and still it's very serious. The consequences are serious. Others learn that Afka Shal Shmias is Schora. Why is it called Afka Shal Shmias? Because the other ones are Doraisa, and Schora of the Tevah Shmias is only the Rabban. But most Rishonim learns the Raisa, except it's only an essay. The main thing is Avodas Karka, which is a lav. So how serious is Avka Shal Shvius, doing Schora with Perishvius? Adam Noseh V'Noseh V'Perishvius, L'Sof Mokhris Metaltalov. In the end, he's going to go get poor and have to sell his movable property to make money. V'Eskelov. Sh'nemar B'Shnas HaYovel HaZos Tashuvu Ishalach Yuzaso. The Samech Lei Simkru Mimkur Lamisecha says the din of Yovel, and then it says, which is again Shmita, and it says in the end you're going to end up selling your property, your movable property, because you're going to be poor if you don't keep Shmita properly. And the way they know it's talking about Davka Avka Shal Shvius, maybe it's that you're over on the Iker Shvius. That's why you have to sell your property. Because of the Iker Shvius is a lav, and there's Malkus. So wherever there's a lav and Malkus, then there's no other punishment. So, and Ein Malkin or Mishalmin. Wouldn't be fair that the guy gets Malkus, and he also has to pay by becoming poor. So it must be talking about something there's no specific punishment for in the Torah, which is Avka Shal Shvius, which is the essay. Rashi. Ein Shvius Mischalelis Litvos Domea B'Kedushasa. That the Kedusha should transfer from one thing to another. Ela derech mekach, shemochro zelechadero. You sell it to someone else, and like we said before, not all selling of shvius is schora. Schora is, Tosa says, where you, gathered it in order to sell it. But if you gathered it and somebody else sold it, right, that's not called the schora of shvius. Schora is only where you sell it to make tremendous profits and to keep the profits after Shemitah. Right, the money is kodesh b'kedusha, you can keep it later. But to sell little bits at a time for what's it called, for your thing, and you want to sell it to little bit at a time for other people to eat or whatever, that's not called schora. So it's possible to sell things with kedusha shvius. We do it all the time. We buy it in the store, l'maisa. Aval lo al yedei chilul. but it doesn't transfer just by being mechalalit. Loma harei perus halalu mucholalam amosal. You can't just say these perus shviyas should be transferred the kedusha onto this money. It doesn't work. It only works derech mekach umemker. Tigderish po de mekdashus, like you normally po the hektish. You don't buy it. You take the money and you're mechalalit on the dover hakodesh. You can't do that with shviyas according to Rabbi Lezer. How does he know? B'shnas ha-yovel, shviyas v'yovel chadoi. Shviyas and yovel are one thing. V'somichlei v'chisim kru mimkor, v'darshin and smuchim. L'meimra v'lo shayich v'peris litvos kedushas adom ele adei memkor. Comes to tell me the only way you can transfer the kedusha of shviyas to something else is by a sale. Kodesh mischal bein b'derech mekka bein b'derech hilul. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it says kodesh by shviyas. Kodeshi, yovel kodeshi. And just like Kodesh, Kedushas Vedek HaBayis, you can transfer without Nekach, just by being Mechaolet, so too you can Mechaol Shvias. Deceive, Upada Be'erkecha, the Yosef Hamishiso, Olav Harichil. It says by what's it called, by the Dvorim that are Kodesh, Kedushas Vedek HaBayis, that you can be Poded. That's not Derech Nekar, that's Derech Nekach and Nemkar, that's Derech Chilu. The Imlo Yigoyel, the Nimkar Be'erkecha, Nekach. And it says, if you don't redeem it, then you can sell it, and then the Kedusha, or what's it called, transfers Derech Mekah. Rabbi Yochanan hach drosha the smuchim, the somech, the sichim kru liyovam al-dorish. But what does he do with that smuchim? Everybody's dorish smuchim, what's it called, at least here, except for Rabbi Yehuda. So what does he do with the pasuk that says, what's it called, that Mekah u'memkar immediately after Yovel? Right, Rabbi Yosef v'chanyu sechis erechim. Arucha hi ma'od, v'kan lo nichtiva kula b'sforim. Okay, this brayse is very long, and here we're only quoting the essence of it, the ikur that we need. Kama kosha avka shal shviyas. Midid lo havi ikur ha'isr toli bokori avak. Avak refers to the secondary part of the isr, not the essence of the isr. V'chein avak ribis. Avak ribis is not the ikur isr of ribis, it's the peripheral Isurim that surround ribis. The chain avak lashon hara is not the main isur of lashon hara; it's the peripherals of lashon hara. She'en a lashon hara gomer. It's not mamish lashon hara. El etzad lashon hara. It's it has some aspects of lashon hara, and it could be that it's only awesome of the rabbanan, or it could be it's awesome in a Torah, but it's not the lav mamish of lashon hara. Kemo avak ha'olam midover hanichtash mateshes. You have something and you grind it. So what is generated by the essence of the thing is the dust. That's the dust of the Avera. Adam nosiv enosim per shviyas l'schora. He does schora, the hainu avak shviyas. That's not the ikr. The ikr is a shviyas, lo sizra, lo sizmor, zeu isur kal sheba. It's only an essay. Right? It's only a lava, it's not even a lava, but it's an essay. Lo achla v'lo lehetzit. So, or l'schora. So Memela, it's not the ikr of the Yisr. L'sof mochres metaltlev es kelov, machmas anias. If you do scholar with perish shvias, you're going to get poor, and you're going to have to sell your kelim to live. Sh'nemar b'shnas hayovel azos v'somech lei v'chisim kru mimkar v'darshin and smuchim sh'bishvil onsha shal shvias tovali dekach. And it must be talking about the onish of avak shvias, because the onish of the ikr shvias, the Torah says what it is, a mouth. Okay, let's go on. Rabbi Lezer, high crud of Yochanan, my Ovidle. What does Rabbi Lezer do with the Pasuk of Yochanan? Kodeshi. Right, it says Kodesh. So Rabbi Yochanan learns from there that just like Kodesh, you can be Mechalel. Shvius, you can also be Mechalel. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with that Pasuk? What does Rabbi Lezer do with that Pasuk? Miboyle lechetetanya. He needs it for the following, Bryce. Ki yovel hi kodesh. Ma kodesh tofes es domov, af shviyas tofes es domeho. Right, just like kodesh is tofes es domov, meaning the thing that you exchange it for becomes kodesh in its place, so to shviyas, if you exchange something for something with kedusha shviyas, it becomes kodesh in its place. Okay. And we'll see it doesn't, there's two ways that happens. Right, by regular kodesh, the thing that, what's it called, becomes kodesh, takes the place of the other thing, except by something that's kodesh b'kdushas mizbeach. There, the halach of tmura is that if you exchange it for something else, both remain kodesh. And shvius is similar to that, but not 100% either. Because if you take a third animal and then you make a tmura, all of them remain kodesh. By shvius, we'll see in a second, it doesn't work like that. But it's tofei system of at least the kedusha of shvius transfers to something else. That's what we learn from kodesh, that it does transfer. Kodesh tofei system of kdiyaksibe. Right? It says you repode it. This goes out of the kedusha, and the other thing becomes kodesh. Zeh nichnas tachta. Yotze hekdish lechulin. The original hekdish goes out lechulin. V'nichnas in hadonim tachta. And the money that you were mechalit on become kodesh in its place. V'hainu pada. V'hainu nimker. V'chom mechira yotze mikocho shozeh u'bol azeh. And therefore mechira is similar to chiluk in this respect. That what you buy now takes the place of what you bought. Okay. Tanya Kavaisa the Belezer. The Tanya Kavaisa the Yochanan. There's a Braisa that says, like Reb Elezer, that you can only be Machal Shvius Derech Nekach and not Derech Hillel. And there's a Braisa that says, like Reb Yochanan, that you can do it both ways. Tanya Kavaisa the Belezer. Shvius Tofesis es Domero. Shvius. What's it called, transfers the kedusha from the thing that you, what's it called, that you are transferring, and it goes on the thing that's being transferred to. Shenemar, ki yovel hi kodesh ki alochem. Ma kodesh tofes es doma v'osur, av shviyas tofes es doma v'asura. Just like kodesh, the kedusha transfers from one thing to another, so too, shviyas, the kedusha can transfer from one thing to another. Shmar says, "In Ma Kodesh Tofes Doma V'Yotzei L'Chulin, Av Shvius Tofes V'Meir V'Yotzei L'Chulin." That's the case. It transfers. Maybe then it's like Kodesh, where the transfer is complete, and the thing that was originally Kodesh becomes Chulin, and now the thing that you transferred the kedusha to becomes Kodesh. Maybe Shvius is like that. Talmud Lomar, no Tia. It says it remains Kodesh. Tia B'Aviyosel Tehei. Okay, so how does that work? Lokach B'Teiro Shvius Boser. Elu ve'elu misbarim b'shvius. If you took peirush shvius and you exchanged them, you used them for barter, and you bought some meat, so now the meat becomes kodesh b'kedusha shvius, because shvius is tofes is doma. The exchanges, the kedusha transfers. But the original peirush remain kodesh b'kedusha shvius. They never lose their kedusha, because it says, what's it called, tihiyah, b'aviyosel tehei, kodesh tihiyah. So the original Kedusha remains, and the things that you exchange it for also become Kodesh. Unlike where you're Mechalel Kodshim, where the original thing becomes Chulin, and then now the new things becomes Kodesh. By Shvius, the original Peiros always remain Kodesh. So now you have two things that are Kodesh, the fruit and the meat which you exchange it for. And you have to make beer on both of them when the time of beer comes, and you have to treat them both with Kedusha Shvius. Lokach the boser dagim. What if you went now and you exchanged the meat for fish? So yotza boser v'nichnasu dagim. Now it doesn't work like that. From the second thing on, it works like kodesh. The meat now loses its kedusha shvius, and the fish takes its place. And the reason is, the Aruch Lanier says, because for the first one to be tofes doma, we learn from kodesh. But if we'd only, what we learn from, what's it called, Kodesh, that it transfers. We learn from Tiyah that it remains Kodesh. But the Maaseh says Kodesh, it's like Kodesh, it doesn't remain the first one. It transfers completely. So the way to resolve, this one seems to say that it does lose its original Kedusha. This one seems to say that it retains the original Kedusha. By the first thing that originally was Kodesh, it retains it. And by every subsequent thing, it's like Kodesh, and it transfers and it loses it. So the original Peiros always remain Kodesh, no matter what, and every transfer after that remains Kodesh till you transfer it for the next thing. And then it transfers, and the second thing, the third thing, right, becomes Chulin. Lokach b'dagim yayin, if you then exchange the dagim for wine, yotzu dagim v'nichos yayin. The dagim now lose their Kedusha, and the wine gets the kedusha. Lokach b'yayin shemen, yotzei yayin yichne shemen. You exchange the wine for oil, the wine now becomes chulin, and the shemen becomes kodesh. Hakeitzer Achron Achron Nichnas B'Shviyis U'Priatzmo Aser. The everything, right, takes the place of the thing before it, except for the original one. The original one, the original Peiros, remain Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviyis forever. Midiktani Lokach Lokach. Since the Brisa uses the Lashon Lokach, didn't say Chilel. Right? Alma derech mekachin derech chillo. You see from this brisa that holds like Rabbi Lezer, that you can only be mechalel, the kedusha of shviyas, derech mekach, and not derech chillo. Because the brisa uses the lashon lokach. Rashi. Bahavi yosho tehe b'kdushosa. It remains kodesh. Mizbar in b'shviyas b'solz man abir. So when the Kedusha now transfers to the other thing, both the original fruit and the second thing have a din of beer, and you have to use the peiros within the zman of beer properly, and when zman of beer comes, you have to mevayer them. Yotza baser, shadamim yotza lechulin, ayyidei p'diyah bedamim shel kodesh. The loksiv tiyeh elam peiros atzman. The tiyeh is only going on the first original peiros. After that, the kodesh kicks in, and it's like Kodesh Mamesh that it transfers and leaves the first thing chulin. U'priyatzmo, priharishon, osor linuk biatzmo chol, ela kedusha shviyas olam. The original pri always remains Kodesh b'kedusha shviyas. Okay, Tanya kavaisa the Rabbi Yochanan, so braisa like Rabbi Yochanan, echad shviyas, the echad maisa sheini, mischalalin, al behema chayav ha'ov, bein chayin bein shchutim. And Tosus points out, we're talking over here outside Yerushalayim. Right, outside Yerushalayim, this is where the machlokas is. Inside Yerushalayim, you could be mechalel. We'll see in a second. So let's see what the machlokas is, and we'll see where the difference. But we're talking here of being mechalel ma'aser sheni outside Yerushalayim to bring up the thing that you're mechalel on to then use it to buy food in Yerushalayim or to eat itself in Yerushalayim. So what can you be mechalel ma'aser sheni on? Okay. And shviyas the same thing. You could be mechalal shviyas too, right? Echad shviyas, echad ma'aser sheni, mischalal al behema chayav ha'ov. You could be mechalal ma'aser sheni on an animal, right? Chayav an oaf, even though you can't bring it as a carbon. Bein chayin bein shkutim, whether it's alive or dead. And then you bring that animal, right, to Yerushalayim. And either if it's an animal you can bring as a carbon, you're makdish it and you bring it as a shlamin, and then you eat the basar. Or you what's it called, sell it and get the money and then use the money to buy something to eat. You have to in the end get something edible for Maisa Sheni. You can't get unedibles. But you can be mechalel on something unedible in order to what's it called to exchange it for something that is edible. That's what a mayor says. The Chachamim Omrim al Shchutim Mechalel. You can only be mechalel on meat, not on a live animal. Al chayim ein mischalim. Why? Gzeir shem yigo meim adorim. Because we're afraid if you have a live animal that has kedushas ma'aser sheni, you'll hold on to it to generate what's it called other animals, and bein hadvarim you're gonna what's it called use this in the wrong way. You're gonna hold around this dover kedusha too long. So therefore they made gzeir. However, that's only again outside Yerushalayim. Inside Yerushalayim, everybody holds you can buy a live animal and use it for a shlamin. Right? You're allowed to buy with malus ma'aser sheni a shlamin and be makriv the shlamin. So it's only outside Yerushalayim that there's a machlokas whether you're allowed to be mechalel the ma'aser sheni on a live animal and bring that to Yerushalayim or not. Or it has to be dafka already dead. So this brisa says mechalelim, just like ma'aser sheni. So it goes like Rabbi Yochanan and not like Rabbi Lezer. You could be mechalel shviyas too. Shema yigdol mehem yishoyim etzul legadol vores. We're afraid that you'll keep the animal by you to generate other animals. V'nimtza masha masrosot. And you'll end up holding your maestris too long. V'atora omra shana b'shana v'yachalta. You have to eat it within that year that you were mafreshit. And if you hold it too long, what's it called? You're over the isser of shana b'shana. If you, however, held it over, then you have a deadline by the third year to get rid of it and take care of it properly. And And then you have to make didui that you did everything you were supposed to do. The deadline is the third year. And shvius is the same thing. If you exchange shvius for a live animal, we're afraid you'll hold it off over and do schora with it. And that you can't do. By levayer, b'shvius atchelov kichle v'chayim in asoda, whose man beer l'peirus l'zmeya. By the time there's none left in the field, you have to levayer it. And we're afraid you'll keep this even after that time in order to generate other animals. So we see from, what's it called, this brisa, that the brisa used the lashon of chivul, just like Maisa Sheni, that you could be mechalel shvius, just like your mechalel Maisa Sheni, which goes like Rabbi Yochanan, not like Rabbi Elazar.